Molly Shacker stands tall in front of full-length mirrors in a small dance studio in northern Kentucky. The 33-year-old shoulder-length red hair is neatly swept off her forehead. She's dressed in a full-body leotard with an accentuated fishnet midsection. This belly dance teacher's snaky undulating movements and shimmies look effortless. Three women of varying sizes attempt to imitate her circular and flowing moves in this beginner's class.
It's going to be like the 3-4 shimmy that we were doing. So we were just going up, down, out, up, down, out.
Molly's been belly dancing for 8 years and says it takes a lot of practice, but is worth it and a fun way to stay active.
It's good for your joints. It's good for your spine. It's kind of like if you go to the chiropractor and they do where they try to release your joints, it actually does that with the movements. I think it's good for your mind to do the moves because you have to really think about it and you have to make different parts of your body do things at the same time. So it's kind of like exercise for your brain. So you really want to focus on contracting the muscles and then bringing it around and down.
Molly's a nurse and the mom of a 1.5-year-old. She teaches belly dance 2 nights a week. She says she was originally attracted to the ancient art form when she was serving in the Middle East as an Air Force crew chief. Molly says being in the military is probably what accounts for her no-nonsense approach while she's teaching. She describes one of the core moves of belly dance as the camel.
They call it a camel because it looks like you're riding a camel or you're creating a hump like a camel has, I guess.
It looks like a wave. It looks like the ocean or something, the way you move. Like
when I do it, I kind of think of maybe like a snake or like you're riding a camel or horse, I guess.
Traditional costumes can include bright colored skirts and tops, multicolored scarves, and sparkly jewelry. But for the classes Molly teaches, women wear something easy to move in, and some do wear a skirt or scarf of coins around their hips. The scarf draws attention to the hips and makes a delightful sound. Maisha Carey became intrigued several years ago when she first saw a professional belly dance performance.
There's an essence about it that's just really, really, really cool, and really, it's awesome how people can move their bodies the way that some of the professional dancers do. Maybe not me, but some of the professionals.
The 23-year-old University of Cincinnati psychology student says she practices in the mirror a couple times a week.
And it's really kind of cool to see your body do different things, and it really kind of makes you feel pretty in a way.
In addition to mastering shimmies, hip circles, and snake arms, belly dancers learn how to play finger cymbals or sagats. Molly says the cymbals accompany the music and add energy to the performance. On this night, Molly is preparing her intermediate class to perform at the Cincinnati Belly Dance Convention. 6 women shimmy through the room, each twirling an oversized yellow, red, blue, or multicolored scarf. Kim Amster is ready to perform. She says the group's been practicing hard for 7 months.
It's a lot harder than it looks, okay? That's for sure. And I just think it's very flowy, it's very sensuous. It's just the way a woman body moves and the curves. I just love it. It's fascinating.
Molly Shacker is co-organizer of the Cincinnati Belly Dance Convention. She says it's 3 days of workshops, competitions, and shows with dancers coming from as far away as Egypt to perform. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.